Parliament mourns the death of Vice President Krishan Kant, who passed away on Saturday morning following a heart attack.
Shri Krishna Kant represented.
Both houses of Parliament today mourned the death of Vice President Krishan Kant, who died on Saturday morning following a cardiac arrest. Krishan Kant, whose mortal remains were consigned to flames with full state honour at the Capitol's Nigambodh Ghat on Sunday, had entered the Rajya Sabha in 1966. He was a Lok Sabha member from 1977 to 1980. Condoling Krishan Kant's demise, Lok Sabha Speaker Murali Manohar Joshi said that the country has lost a great parliamentarian.
In the demise of Sri Krishna Kant, we have lost a great parliamentarian, and the country has lost a true Gandhian, a man of great eminence and scholarly persuasion, and one of the most active and charismatic personalities in Indian public life, whose absence would be greatly felt in Parliament and in the nation as a whole.
Whereas Deputy Chairperson of Rajya Sabha Nezma Hepatullah mourning Kant's death said that in his demise the country has lost a veteran freedom fighter, an able administrator and an eminent parliamentarian.
We deeply mourn the loss of Shri Krishna Kanji. This reference is made from the chair on behalf of the leaders of all parties, groups and members of the whole house. In the passing away of Shri Krishna Kanji, the country has lost a veteran freedom fighter, an able administrator and an eminent parliamentarian.
Kant is India's first vice president who died in office. His five-year term as the vice president was to come to an end next month. Born in Punjab in 1927 at Kot Muhammad Khan village in Amritsar, he studied science from Banaras Hindu University and worked as a scientist before entering the Rajya Sabha in 1966. Kant is survived by his wife, one daughter and two sons. Rashmi Kabra, ANR.